Perachav Beis Beveir Midas Hanova, explaining the Midah of humility. Hinek Vardi Barnu Lamaila Mignos Hagaiva. We had already spoken above about the disgracefulness of haughtiness. When we call it Nishma Shevach Hanova, and from that you understand the praiseworthiness of humility. Ach Ata Nevar Yoser Bederach Iker Hanova, but now we'll go on to explain more at length in terms of the actual principle of humility. Sisbur Hagaiva Meila, and you will understand arrogance and haughtiness on its own. The principle of humility is that a person not consider himself to be anything of significance. The exact opposite of arrogance and haughtiness. And the outcomes that come from this will be the exact opposite of what comes out of haughtiness and arrogance. And when you look into it and you're exacting, you'll see that it's dependent on the thought process and in a person's actions. At first, a person has to be humble in his thoughts, and then he can conduct himself in the actions of anova. Because if a person is not humble in his mind, and he wants to be humble in his actions, then he'll be considered somebody that is imaginary humble, deceitful humble, and that is evil, that we have mentioned earlier. He's in the category of hypocrites, that there is nothing worse in the world than that. Now we'll go to explain these divisions. Humility in thought is she is born in ha'adam v'yis amitz etzla, that a person should think about and it be true to him, asher ein hatahila v'akavod ru'uyim lo, that praise and honor are not befitting to him. Kol shekein ha'is nasei al shar b'nei mino, and all the more so to be uplifted above other people of his type. V'zen this is mibnei ma shechosir mimenu b'hechreach, that which is intrinsically lacking from him, v'gam mibnei ma shekvar yesh b'yodo, and even that which he actually does have in his hands. It may mash a chosimian or that which he's lacking, poshut, it's obvious. He eshel ba'odim be'ezah madrega sheyiyye min ha'shlimos. It's impossible for anybody on any level of completion, shlo yiyu bo chesronos rabin, to not have many lackings. Omitzativo, either because of his nature, omitzah mishpachtov ukrovov, or because of his family and his relatives, omitzah mikrim shekorolo, or because of certain events that had happened to him, omitzah maizav, or because of his actions, sh'odim ein tzadik ba'ores sh'yasa tov v'lo yechta. There's nobody in this world who's a tzaddik who does only good and doesn't do any bad. So these are all the blemishes that a person has within him that don't allow him to become lifted up above everybody else at all. Even if he does have great attributes, because all these lackings that a person has will be sufficient to outweigh them and darken all those attributes. Wisdom, chokhmah, is what brings a person the most towards being uplifted and being arrogant and haughty. Because this is an attribute that is in the person himself. In the most honorable aspect of him, which is his intellect. And there's not one wise person who won't make a mistake, and who doesn't need to learn from his fellow. And many times he needs to learn from his talmidim. If that's true, however, how could a person be uplifted with his own chachma, with his own wisdom? But somebody who does have the straight intellect and understanding, even if he is a great, true chacham, a wise person, and extremely intelligent, when he looks into it and he thinks about it, he'll really see that there is no place for arrogance and being uplifted over other people. Somebody who is of intellect, that he knows more than other people. He's only doing what is ingrained in his nature to do. Just like a bird who is able to fly, because that's his nature. An ox is able to pull things with his strength, because that is ingrained in his nature. So to somebody who is wise, that's because his nature brings him towards that. And if you have somebody who is not as wise as him, would have had inborn natural intellect like him, he would also have the same wisdom as that person. In Cain, therefore, in Kanli, he's not saying that Luis goes. There's no place for him to be uplifted and have haughtiness and arrogance over other people. Elim yesh bo chokhma rabba, but if he has a lot of wisdom, hinei hu mechuyev levamda lemisha tzarechala, he is obligated to teach it to the people who need that wisdom. Ruchamayim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says in Pirkei Avos, in lamadat Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tov la'atzmecha, don't attribute the goodness to yourself, ki lechach no tzareto, because that's what you're created for. Im asher hu, if a person is very wealthy, yismach b'chalku, he should be happy with what he has, ba'olav hu lazer lemisha ein lo, but he has, it's incumbent upon him to help the people who don't have. In Gibor Hu, if he's a strong person, Olav Lazar Lakoshim, he has to help the people who are stumbling, or the Hatzil La'ashukim, and to help the people who are oppressed. Halamazidome, what is this comparable to? Lameshorse Habayas, to the people who serve in the house. Shekol Echa Mamuna al Dvarma, each one is appointed on his position. Veroy lo lamo bimishmarto, lefif gudoso, and he is appropriate for him to stay in his guard and to do his specific job. Lahashlam Echa Habayas at Shrocha, in order to be able to do all the housework that is needed. And in that situation, there's no place for any haughtiness. And this is the proper insight and thought process that every person has to have. Anybody who has a straight mind and is not crooked. And this becomes clear to a person. Then he'll be called a truly humble person. Because in his heart and in his insides, he is humble. And this is like what David HaMelech said to his wife Michal and Shmuel, and I'll be even lower in my own eyes. How great are the people who have lowly spirits? Because in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, a person would sacrifice a korban ola, he has the reward of bringing a korban ola. If he brings a mincha offering, he has the reward of bringing a mincha offering. But somebody who is in his mind, he is a lowly type person. The pasuk says about him, it's as if he brought all the karbonos. Like the pasuk until himself says, the karbonos of Hashem is a broken spirit. This is a praise to the people who have lowly spirits. Because they are humble in their hearts and in their minds. And so too it says also in the Gemara in Chulin, not because of your multitude over all the other nations. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Bonai, my sons, I desire you, that even when I give you guys greatness, you lower yourselves before me. I got greatness to Avram Avinu. Omar, he says, I am dust and ashes. Nasati gedul leMoshe veAaron. I gave greatness to Moshe and Aaron. Amru veNachnu ma. They said, "What are we?" Nasati gedul leDavid. I gave greatness to David HaMelech. Amar and he said, "VaAnochi solas veLoish. I'm a worm and I'm not even a man." Kol zeh b'mashe ein halev hayasher maniach atmo. This is all because a straight heart won't allow himself, his pathos, to be seduced mishum ma'ila asher yevoeh, from any attributes, good attributes that will come to him. V'yodo be'emes, because he knows in truth, shekvar lo mipnei zeh yotzi midei shifluso, that because of that, he won't come out of his lowliness. Ki im mitzad ha'chesronos ha'achiros she'yev shelo yiyubo, because he has so many other lackings that it's impossible not to have in him. V'od, and more, she'afilu ba'osam ha'mitzvos atzma she'hisig, that even in the mitzvot that they did attain, lo hagia vade l'tachlas ha'achron, he for sure didn't reach his ultimate goal. V'od, and furthermore, even if he's not lacking anything else, but just because he's a person of flesh and blood, born from a woman, this is enough for him. And even more, for lowliness and deficiency, that it's inappropriate for him to be arrogant at all. Because any attribute that he attains, it's only a chesed from Hashem on him. Shirotzo lochon oso, that Hashem wants to bestow upon you. Im heyoso mitzat tivo, v'chom riusov, shofa v'nivze ad ma'od. Even though his nature and physicality is very low and disgraceful. Al kein, therefore, ein lo elo lahodos l'misha chonono, v'likono tomit yoser. Therefore, he should only give thanks to the one who had bestowed this upon him, and to be humble before him constantly. Halamazidoma, what is this comparable to? The ani ve'evyon shemekalba matona b'chesed, to a poor and desolate person that receives a gift by an act of kindness, she'yev shelo shelo yevosh. It's impossible for her not to be embarrassed by that. Because as much chesed that he receives, so too will be the amount of embarrassment that he receives from it as well. So too here, for everybody whose eyes are open, to see himself, that he sees himself attaining good attributes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, what am I going to give back to Hashem when all he does is bestow upon me good things? When we have already seen very pious people, that they were punished because they attributed the goodness to themselves, even though they are very pious individuals. Nechemiah ben Chachlaya, Amr Zichrono Lebracha, Chazal say about Nechemiah ben Chachlaya in Sanhedrin, Mimnei Malo Nikra Sifro Alshmo, why was his Sefer not called on his name? Mimnei Shehechzik Tov Alasmo, because he accepted a goodness upon himself, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rechen Chizki Amr, so to Chizki says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hini Lasholom Mar Li Mar, that behold, the peace is very bitter for me. Levisha Ano HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded him, as the Pasuk in Malachim says, Veganosi al ha'ir hazos, and I will protect over the city, Lohoshia lamani, and to save it for my own sake, Uloman David Adi, and for the sake of David, my servant. Uch ma'amorim zichron lebracha, and my chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, kol atol lebizchus asmo, anybody who says something happened because of his own merit, tol lebizchus achirim, is actually put on the merit of other people. Harei lecha, you see, she'en la'odim afil lehachzik tov la'atzmo, al tov osof, that a person shouldn't even attribute the goodness that he gets because of himself. And all the more so, a person should have become arrogant and haughty because of them. However, this is all what a person should really take to heart. Somebody who will be like Avram Avinu, Kemoshe, Ka'aron, Kedavid, like Moshe Aaron or David, Ushara Chasidim Shezachan, or all other pious people that we mentioned. But we are orphans of orphans. We don't need all this. Because we have so many numerous different lackings, that you don't need to look into so much to see our loneliness. And all our wisdom is considered like nothing. The greatest chacham that's among us, it's only like a student of students that was in the earlier generations. And this is something that's proper that a person understand and know in truth. And our hearts shouldn't feel haughty upon us for no reason. We have to recognize that our understanding is very light. And our intelligence is extremely weak. The foolishness is great amongst us. And mistakes are very strong. And that which we do know is just a minute from a minute. In Cain, therefore, vaday she'in roi lanu ha'inase klal. Therefore, it's totally inappropriate for us to be haughty. El haboshes ha'shiflos b'zeh poshu. Rather, we should be embarrassed and lowly, and this is obvious. V'hini dibarnu ad heina me'anovas ha'machshova. Until now, we have spoken about humility in thought. Nedaber ata me'anovas ha'maisa. Now we will speak about humility in action. V'sischalek le'arboa chalokim. This is divided into four different divisions. V'hisnoig atmo b'shiflos, to conduct himself with lowliness. Bisvol ho'elbonim, to be able to bear being embarrassed. Bisno harabonos, to hate high official positions. Overech mina kovodim, to run away from honor. Bachalok kovod lakol, and giving honor to all people. Ha'echadu, the first one is, v'hi's nahig b'shiflos, to conduct himself with lowliness. V'zeh roi sheyiyah, and it's appropriate that he be doing this. V'diburo, in his speech. V'halichoso, in his walking. V'shivto, when he sits. V'chol tunos, and in all of his motions. V'diburo, in his speech. Amru zechron l'bracha, chazal say in the Gemara in Yoma, a person's speech with people should always be pleasant. And it's an explicit pasuk in Kohelis. The words of the Chachamim are spoken gently, nishmoim, and they are heard. His words have to be words that give honor and not things that are disgracing. So too it says in Mishlei, somebody who disgraces his friend is lacking a heart. And it says also there, Bevo Rosha Bogam Buz. When a Rosha comes, so too comes disgrace. Bali Choso, when a person is walking, Amr Zichron Lebracha Chazal say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Sholchu Mitam, they sent from the Eretz Israel, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba, what somebody who deserves the next world, the world to come, Anvason Ushval Berech, somebody who is humble and has low knees, Shayef Oil, Shayef Nafik, he goes in bent down, and he goes out bent down. The lo yelech bekom zukufa, and he won't walk with an upright posture. The lo bechvedos gadol, and not with a great honor. Aki v'tzad gudol, put his heel by his big toe. Elik derech kol holich la'asakov, he should just walk like any other person would walk to do his things. Chinam rezachon lebracha, so to chazal say in the Gemara in Kedushin, kol holich bekom zukufa, somebody who, anybody who walks with an upright posture, ki lo dochik ragli ha'shchina, it's as if he's pushing off the feet of the shchina. Uksiv in the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "V'rami hakoma giduim." The people who are of uplifted spirits are giduim, will be cut off. Bishivto, when he is sitting, shehei makomo ben ashvalim, his place should be among the lowly people. Lo ben haramim, and he shouldn't be sitting among the high people. V'ugam kein mikramali. It's also an explicit pasuk in Mishlei. Al tishadir lefnei melech uvim kom gedolim al tamud. Don't glorify yourself by the king, and don't sit in a place where there are great people. Gitov amar lecha alei heina, because it's better for you to be told to come up to their level, me'ashpilcha lefnei nadiv asher ro'enecha, rather than to be lowered before the great people that your eyes have seen before. Chin amru zechonu l'mervacha b'veikra rabba, so do Chazal say in the Medrash in Veikra, harachik mimkomcha shnayim u'shlosha mekomos v'shev. You should distance yourself from where your position should be, two or three spaces, and sit there, ad sh'yomru lecha alei, until the point where they tell you, oh, you should move up. But you shouldn't go in a high place that they'll then tell you to go down. And on anybody who lowers himself, anybody who lowers himself regarding Divrei Torah in this world, he'll be somebody great in the Olam Haba. And similar to this, Chazal say in the Yalkif Shimoni, remove the head covering, and lift up the crown. Kol mi shehu gadol b'olam hazeh, anybody who is great in this world, katon b'olam haba, he's small in olam haba. We know the hefech, and from that we see the exact opposite. Mi shehu katon b'olam hazeh, somebody who is small in this world, zman gedulos olam haba. Olam haba is a time for his greatness. V'amru en chazal say in sota, la'olam yilmer adam midas konu, a person should always learn from the intellect, the understanding of his creator. Sharei hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol harim u'gvos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left alone all the mountains and hills, v'hishra shchinasu al Har Sinai, and he put his shchina on Har Sinai, v'zem im neshi fluso, and that was because of its lowliness. V'chein omru sotu Chazal say in Rosh Hashanah, l'sheris nachloso, for the remnants of Hashem's nachla of Chai Yisrael, l'misha meisim atzo kishiroyim, that somebody who makes himself into leftovers. Hachilek Hasheni hu svilos ha'albonos, the second division we said was bearing embarrassment. Chazal say explicitly, "Lemino say avon to who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive sin? Lemisha over al pesha, for somebody who overrides his own feelings to people who did wrong to him." V'amru Odin, Chazal say further in the Gemara on Shabbos, "Hanelovim veinam olven, somebody who is embarrassed and he doesn't embarrass back. Shomer cherpasim veinam shivim, who listen to their disgrace and they don't respond. Aleihem akatzav omer, and then the pasuk says, "Va'ovav ketzitz Hashemesh big v'rosso, those who love Hashem is like the sun coming out in his strength." And Chazal describe at length the great humility that Bava ben Buta had. Zeldashonim, this is what they say in the Gemara Nedarim. Hahu bar Bavel, the slake la arad Yisrael. There was a person from Bavel who went to Eretz Yisrael, Nesev Itisa, and he got married to a woman. Amrullah, he said to her, Bashili li trei talfi, cook for me some lentils. Bashili li trei talfi. So she cooked for him two lentils. She took him literally. Rotzachallah, he got upset with her. The next day he told her, cook for me a whole load of lentils. He thought maybe he would get at least a normal serving. She listened to him literally, and she did a whole batch of lentils. He told her, go and bring me two melons, which that language could also mean some type of a lamb. So she went and she brought him two lamps. He said to her, go and break them over the threshold, which is called the Bava, which is also his name. Hava Yosef Bava ben Buta Abava. Bava ben Buta was sitting by the threshold of the door, and he was judging a judgment. Hazalas, she went, Vesavaras Yoshon Areje, and she broke them over his head. Amarla, he said to her, Mahadin Da'abdat, what do you do? Amarla, she said back to him, Kaktivani Bali, this is what my husband commanded me. Amarla, he said to her, At Asisuston Bailech, you did the will of your husband, Hamakam Yotzi Mimech Shne Banim Kibava Ben Buta. Hashem should make you have two children like Bava Ben Buta. The Hillel Kamochin Sipru Mirovan Bas Nuso Misachas Shabbos. And Hillel also, they speak a lot in Chazal about his great humility in the Gemara in Shabbos. Vizel Lashonim, and this is what they say. Tanur Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, La Olami He Adam and Bosan Kehillel. A person should always have humility, like the stories of Hillel, etc. Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo also, Achrei Rovan Voso, Motza Sha'adayin Lo Higiel, Lios Roy, Likare Anav, that even after all of his humility, he wasn't even able to be called a truly humble person. Zeloshono, and this is what it says in the Gemara and Sota, Am Rabbi Avo, Mireish Hava Amina An Vasona Anav. Rabbi Avo says, originally, I thought that I was a humble person. Came in the Chazina of the Rabbi Abba, once I saw Rabbi Abba, the Akko from Akko, to Omar Iu Chad Taima, Va Omar Amora Chad Taima, Va Lokopid, that he would say one logic, and somebody else would say a different logic, and he wouldn't get upset at them. Amena Lavan Vasonana. Then I thought to myself that I'm not such a humble person. Sinas HaRabonos Abrichas HaKobod, hating high positions and running away from honor. Mishnah Aruchahi, there's an explicit Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ehoves HaMalacha, Usnas HaRabonos, a person has to love work and hate high positions. And furthermore, Chazal say in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Hagas Libo Bahara, somebody who is haughty when he teaches something, Shota, he's a fool, Rosha, he's wicked, Begas Ruach, and he's a haughty person. Vamru, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Erevin, Kolarodev Achar Akavod, Akavod Berech Mimenu, anybody who runs after honor, honor runs away from him. Vamru Od, and furthermore, Chazal say, Al Teitse Lariv Maher, literally meaning don't go into a fight quickly, La Olam Al Tirot Achar Hasrora. Chazal darshanet that a person should never try to run after a rav, a great position, a high position. Lama, why? Pen ma yitase b'achrisa. Because you won't have anything to do afterwards. L'machar boim v'sholim l'cha, she'elos. Tomorrow they'll come and ask you different questions. Ma atom ha'shivim, what are you going to respond? Od sham, furthermore it says there, Rabbi Menachma b'shem Rabbi Tanchon, Rabbi Menachma in the name of Rabbi Tanchon says, Kol ha'makabal alof srora, k'dei lehanos himana, anybody who takes upon himself a high position in order to benefit from it, enu ela kenoif. It's like somebody who commits adultery, that his whole goal is to benefit from the body of that woman. Odin, furthermore, Sham, it says there, Amr Yabahu, Rabbi Yabahu says, Ani, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nikresi Kadosh, I'm called holy. If you don't have all the midos that I have, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Lo tekabel alecha sora, don't accept upon yourself a high position. The Samidi Rabban Gamliel Yochichel and the Tamidim Rabban Gamliel will be a proof to this. Shayu Mitzrachim Nea Aniyusam, that they were very needy because of their poverty. And they still didn't want to accept upon themselves a high position. Humasha Omru Perakoyim Mashuach, and this is what it says in the Perakoyim Mashuach in Horius. Zelashonim, and this is what they say. Kimedumin Shasroros Aninosinachem, you think I'm giving you a high position? Ados Aninosinachem. Chodesh Boch says, I'm going to give you slavery, servitude. For Omru Od, and furthermore, Chazal say, in the Gemara Psachim. Oilo le rabbanos, woe to somebody who has a high position, shemekaberes es ba'alea, it buries those who do it. Uminolan, how do you know? Mi Yosef, we see Yosef. Shemeinei shehining atzom berabbanos, because he took a high position, meis kol demecha, he died before all of his other brothers. Klal lo shodavar, the rule of this is, ein harabbanos ela masa godol asher al shechem hanose oso. High positions are only a burden, a great burden, to the person's back who's carrying it. Because so long as a person is alone, an individual, and he's amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael, he's only judged for himself. But once he takes a high, lofty position, so then he is responsible for anybody who is under his rulership. Because he's the one who has to oversee each one, and to look over them, they are the Haskell with intelligence and knowledge, and to straighten their actions. And if not, the Pasuk says that their guilt is on your head. This is what Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah. And honor is only nothingness, which removes a person's own mind, the Aldas Kono, and removes him from the understanding of his Creator, and it makes him forget all of his responsibilities. And somebody who recognizes this, for sure he will hate it and despise it. And the praises that people put upon them, it'll just be a burden on him. Because when he sees that they're making their praises great upon him, even though he doesn't have these attributes in him in truth, he becomes embarrassed and he's pained. And that is not even bad enough that he's lacking all these attributes that they're putting on him. But they're adding other praises that are false to increase his embarrassment. And the fourth category is dividing out, giving out honor to other people. And so we say in the Pirkei Avos, Ezu mechubar hamakavir es habrios. Some who is an honored person, somebody who honors other people. Vamr od, and furthermore, Chazal say in Psachim, minayin hayodeya b'chaveru shu gadol mimenu. How do you know if you know somebody that's greater than you? Afilu b'dvar echad shechayv linhog b'kavir, that even he's greater than you in just one thing, that you have to give him honor, etc. V'ochanin, furthermore, then Perkei Avos says, have a makdim v'shalom kol adam. You should be the first one to say hello, to greet your fellow Jew. V'yomru olav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara Baruch Hu says that they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shelo hiktim lo adam shalom me'olam, that nobody ever preceded him to greet him in the morning. V'afilu goy shabashok, even a guy in the marketplace. U'veim v'dibor, veim v'maisim, and whether in speech or in a person's actions, chayav dino kovu b'chavirov, he has to give honor to his friends. U'chvar sipru zichron al-bracha, Chazal already tell us in the story in the Gemara in Yevamos, Me'asher ve'arba elef tamidi Rabbi Akiva shemesu. The 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who died, al shelo hayu nogin kovetz al hazeh, because they didn't give honor to one another. U'gmosha ve'zoyin hu dover misyaches el hashoyim. And just like disgrace is a midah that is attributed to wicked people, k'dvar akosher zechano, like the pasuk we mentioned earlier from Mishlei, bevo rosha bagambos, when a wicked person comes, so too comes disgrace. K'na kovod misyaches el hatzidikim. So too honor is attributed to righteous people. Honor rests with them, and it doesn't separate from them. The Omer in the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, the Neged Zakenov Kavod, that opposite the Zakenim is honor. So now we have explained the divisions of humility, the main categories, Ufratayim, and the details, in all the specifications that we can go elaborate on, lefi hanosim, according to the categories that we can discuss, lefi ha'itim v'amakomos, and according to the times and places, yishma chacham v'yosev l'akachach. Chacham has to hear this and add to it. V'hinei zevadai, and this is for sure, she'anova mesira miderech ha'odam mecholos rabim. Humility can remove from a person many stumbling blocks. U'mekareves oso el tovos rabos, and it brings them to great goodnesses. Ki ha'onov yochosh ma'at al divrei ha'olam, because an humble person will be very minimally concerned with things of this world, and he won't be jealous with the nothingness of this world. For Odin, furthermore, that being in companionship with a humble person is very pleasant. And the spirit of everybody gets pleasure from being with him. And he clearly won't come to any anger, and to no fights. El hakol behashkeit, everything will be tranquil. Hakol b'menucha, everything will be at ease. Ashrei shezocha l'midah zo, praiseworthy is a person who merits to have this midah. Uchvar omer zechon lebracha, and Chazal say already in the Gemara in Yerushalmi and Shabbos, masha osasa chachma atara l'rosha, that which wisdom made a crown over its head, osasa anova akev l'solyosa, humility used that as a heel to its soul. Ki chol hachachma kulo lo yarchena, because all the wisdom in the world can't equal up to the value of another of humility. This is a burr, and this is clear.